My whole crew roll us through at a paper box.
Get a little high.
www.hotemedic.com.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man.
Welcome, dudes. This is the 7th episode of the Hotbox Hostel, and you guessed it, I am Nico Vicious, the mistress of marijuana. Coming up on today's show, we've got some live music. Yeah, I know, it's a one-off, but a live musician in the show today. Got some comedy. We've even got live guests, not just musicians, but live guests as well. We've got the art of the stoner recycling trend that's been going on where I'm staying. And we've got lots of weed and, well, a wee bit more as well, but I can't really remember what it is. But anyway, yeah, we'll be right back. Stay tuned and stay high.
My room is still messed up. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Well, smokers, thank you. Thank you, guys. Just smoke away, huh? Don't worry about us. Okay. How many smokers do we have here tonight? Smokers? Oh, boy. Listen to that energy they can pump out at will, huh? Thank you, guys. That was a valiant effort on your parts. Listen to this. How many non-smokers do we have here tonight? Non-smokers! You hear that? Bunch of whining little maggots, aren't they? Aren't they? Obnoxious, self-righteous slugs. I'd quit smoking if I didn't think I'd become one of them. The worst kind of non-smoker is the one where you're smoking and they just walk up to you. I always say, shoot, you're lucky you don't smoke. It's a hell of a cough, dude. I smoke all day and don't cough like that. Maybe you were conceived with a weak sperm. Maybe your dad was jacking off and your mom sat on it at the last second. Did I overreact? I didn't, did I? I think that's kind of cruel. I'm smoking and you come up coughing at me? Jesus. You go up to crippled people dancing too, you fucks? Well, hey, Mr. Wheelchair, what's the problem? Come on, Ironside, race you. You fucking sadist. I'll smoke, I'll cough, I'll get the tumors, I'll die. Deal? Thank you, America. People say, well, it's not that. It's the secondary smoke. It's not just the smoke that you smoke, but the smoke that comes out of you. That's called secondary smoke. And that's not good smoke just because it came out of you. Shut the fuck up right now. God damn it. If I don't smoke, there's going to be secondary bullets coming your way. Do you understand this? I'm fucking tense. All right, thank you. I've been on a fucking flying saucer tour for 3 months. Okay? Thank you. Hope you don't mind if I just enjoy my cig. I love when people in New York City complain about your smoking. Isn't that great? Yeah. These people are standing ankle deep in dog links, straddling a dead guy, you know? Apparently my cigarette's fucking up the delicate balance of nature here. Oh, this is bothering you. Oh. I'm sorry. Let me go over here to this pile of bum dung and put this out. There we go. Restore New York to that pristine state we know it exists in. If it weren't for my god-awful cigarette. Jesus, how much do you smoke a day, dude? Pack and a half, you little puss. Got a little, why don't you just put a dress on and swish around for us? Pack and a half. I smoke a pack and a half. It makes me ill. I go through 2 lighters a day, dude. I'm starting to feel it. Shit. But I do have this big fear, right? Doing smoking jokes in my act, showing up 5 years from now going,
good evening, everybody.
Remember me? Y'all were right. Smoking's bad. Ew. You ever seen that? Is that? Let me tell you something. If you're smoking out of a hole in your neck, I'd think about quitting. I would. And that's just me, you know. See, once again, I'm not being stringent with a rule of thumb. See, what's cool is every pack has a different Surgeon General's warning. Isn't that great? Mine say, warning, smoking may cause fetal injury or premature birth. Fuck it. Found my brand. Just don't get the ones that say lung cancer, you know. Shop around, man. Yeah, give me a carton of low birth weights. The fuck do I care? Cigarette smoke contains carbon monoxide. Well, so does my car, and it still fucking runs, so. Oh, shit. See, I smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. You know, can I smoke? Can I? Like a fucking fiend, I can.
Of marijuana here in Eco Vicious. Now, after the very special episode I gave you last time, which was the moving hotbox hostel, I've finally took up residency, planted myself firmly in a new place, and we are now in the normal hotbox hostel once more. This is a very special episode as well, because it's the 7th episode, and apart from 420, for obvious reasons, 7 is my favourite number of all time. So yay for the episode 7.
Yay.
See, I have more people here. I'm not on my own. Promise. But yeah, like I said, and as you can hear, I've got a special guest today. Now, her name is Canadia. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, she's Canadia, and yeah, she's from the place that's not a real country, but it's fine. We'll forgive her from that.
Plain Canada.
Me and her have been living next door to each other for about 2 weeks now. And it's been very exciting and very fun, and we've been doing lots of crazy shit. But before we talk about that, I'd like to ask Canadia a few questions, like, where is she from in that country? What is she doing in Australia? And, like, who is she? What is she up to? So, over to you, dude.
Hello. I'm Canadia. I'm from Alberta, and I promise it is a real country. And
no, it's not.
And I've been in Australia since January, and I'll be going home pretty quick. I've spent a lot of time in the West Coast, touring around, haven't worked a whole lot. It's been quite nice, yeah.
Yeah, I've been away 13 months, guys. I've worked for 3. It's been sweet.
Well, I'll only be gone 11 and a half months, but that's long enough for me.
You going home for Christmas?
I am. I'll be home December 14th, proper time for the snow.
It's not going to be snowboarding really fucking cold, though, man.
Oh, I'm going to freeze. My blood will go frozen solid.
At least you'll be the only one there with a tan, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be the darkest person in Canada.
Fuck. Well, Canadians, if you're listening, hit those sunbeds, especially if you're in Alberta. Otherwise, the only person you'll see with a tan is Canadia. But then you'll know who she is! Ha ha ha!
Uh-oh.
It's fine. But yeah, now that she's introduced herself, we can finally get on to rolling this nice joint here. And you can listen to a few words from our sponsors.
Hey guys, welcome back to the first Hotbox Hostel, live from Airlie Beach. This is Canadia. Sorry, my mistress is a little busy at the moment. Make sure you get the door. You can't blow smoke in here, so she's got to go outside to get rid of that cone she just did. Oh, there's turkeys everywhere, man. You should see wildlife that's here. Eventually,
we got turkey for dinner, I swear to God.
Too bad Thanksgiving's already over, eh?
Not in America.
True. No! Is it this weekend or next weekend?
It's the third Thursday in November, that's all I know. What day is it?
It's Remembrance Day.
Oh, it's not happening yet then, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, happy Remembrance Day, folks. Sweet. That was an awesome cone. Yeah, but man, it's a bit... Usually we can sit outside and smoke cones all the time, but to record, it's a bit noisy outside, so we came indoors now and...
Too much chaos.
Every time I smoke a cone, I have to run to the front door, open it and exhale. It's a pain in the arse.
It smells good in here now, though.
Yeah, it does. It's cool. Her new roommates are going to be really pissed off. They've already come in twice while we've been recording and, like, looking at pictures of weed, and I don't think they're impressed.
I was impressed by the bong pictures, but...
Yeah, the urban smoker pictures. Rock on! Yeah, anyway, so like I said, guys, before we rabble on any more shit, yeah, this is the first Hotbox Hostel from Airlie Beach, like Canada said. It's been pretty good up here. It's, like, it's been raining the past few days, but the week before has been pretty sweet. I've got a nice, healthy glow about me. I'm no longer peely-wally white like usual.
When we hung out in the lagoon all day?
Yeah, when we just partied out in the lagoon and sunbathed and, like, read, like, books all the time because there's nothing else to do ever. But, you know, it's cool. Hopefully I'll get a job soon. It's fine, you know. What we were going to talk about today, guys, is we're just going to talk about some crazy adventures that's been happening to Canada since she's been in Australia. Been doing lots of different things. She's been travelling a lot more than I have because she's been here 9 months. I've only been here 5. And I did spend 4 of that in Melbourne, so I'm a bit shit at the travelling part. Yeah, she's not even been to Melbourne yet, and she doesn't plan to even go, and I spent majority of my time there. Very weird. So yeah, Canadia, where have you been in Australia, and what did you get up to there?
Well, I lived in Manly for a few months.
Where's that?
That Manly's in Sydney.
Okay.
It's just you cross the ferry from Circular Quay, and you're right there.
Oh, sweet.
Perfect, man. Like, surf, sand, awesome shops, and the best kebabs at 3 in the morning. Plus they
always key.
Always key. So hung out there for a couple months, picked cotton in Queensland for 6 weeks.
How'd that go?
Oh man, I was smoking joints at 10 o'clock in the morning, then doing my little forward lever, back lever, up lever, down lever to squish the cotton. That's all I did.
Was it fun?
Oh, so good. Read the Da Vinci Code in 4 days.
It's like here, I read Mrs. Nice and Mr. Marks for... Oh, no, Mrs. Marks and Mr. Nice, sorry, in, like, 3 days, because it was just like, oh, there's nothing to do, I'll read.
Yeah. So, yeah, after the cotton picking, my boyfriend and I went to Brisbane, hung out with some friends. Then we flew to Perth, bought a random car, spent most time in Fremantle. Again, it's gorgeous. And then drived up all the way to Exmouth. Took 3 weeks to get to Exmouth. And since there's only, like, 6 cities you can see, you know everybody that's traveling. I highly recommend it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
What's your experience with the marijuana being, like, in the western coast of Australia? I've heard it's, like, the best 2 places in Australia to get weed are either Queensland or Adelaide. Yeah, so I'm thinking the west coast and near Perth and stuff must be amazing.
Yeah, in the west coast it's all hydro.
Yep.
Up here it's all bush and just... It's just weed, but it's still good. But the west coast stuff is really good. In Exmouth, all you have time to do is work or fish. But at night, when the sun goes down, nothing's opened. There's nothing to do but shark fish and smoke. And we went and checked out these caves one day. Hotboxed a fucking cave. Those bats must still be fucked.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that would be awesome.
5 of us smoking pure joints in a cave.
That's
and then
sweet.
We had a 4x4 back to town.
Sounds very exciting, but also slightly scary.
Slightly scary.
But did the bats, like, come down to your hair at all?
No, the bats didn't do nothing.
Were they still in there?
I'm pretty sure.
Was it during the day?
Yeah, that was during the day. But shark fishing's at night.
I don't think I can handle shark fishing. I went fishing for the first time yesterday, guys.
Pissing rain.
Yeah, oh my god, I totally forgot, like... We went fishing yesterday with some of the boys from the hostel here, and it was awesome fun, but we were literally there 2 minutes, and the heavens opened, and it was like half an hour of torrential downpour, and we just got drenched through proper wet t-shirt competition material, I think.
Had a nice topless pink thing going.
Yeah, had a nice white see-through top with a black bra.
And neon green.
Anyway, yeah, fishing was awesome, except I discovered that I am the shittest fisherman ever. I've cast the line 3 times, and 3 times it got snagged on rocks and snapped.
It's a good thing there was boys there to get it.
Yeah, and it was also a good thing there was boys there, because to bait the hook, you were meant to, like, cut up some prawns, and, like, no chance, even remotely, is that going to happen ever. We did catch 1 fish, which was pretty cool. One of the boys, Rose, he caught it, and it's the first fish he's ever caught in his entire life, so it was very exciting. Yeah, but then there was, like, you know, the whole having to, like, kill the fish so that we could take it home and cook it. And it was all very violent and bloody, and I didn't really like that part at all.
Cole put the knife behind the fish's eye, and then Jar took the fish with the gills and ripped it open. And then they used it for bait and didn't catch anything.
Oh, it was gross, man. It was horrible. I did not enjoy that part of it.
But we laughed the entire time. It's hard rolling a cigarette with wet hands.
Yeah, it was impossible. It sucked ass. But anyway, fishing was awesome, and I highly recommend it to anyone that's not me. But yeah, where else have you been in Oz, man?
Oh, yeah, so we were in Exmouth, and my boyfriend was working, and I couldn't get any work in that town, so I flew over to Brisbane, found this apple-picking job, which I went to, cost me, like, $300 to get there, and we're not even picking apples, we're pruning the fucking trees. So I had to carry this 9-foot ladder around every day and prune off apples, or apple branches. So it sucked. And then you get up at 4:30 every day. You're done at, like, supper time. So all I had to do between 6 and 8 was smoke.
Nice, man.
And I found, if you're ever pruning apple trees, you take the clippers that you use to prune, and you can just slide the weed in quite nicely. I'm doing hand motions, by the way, to show Nico. Because it's got a ledge, and you can just lean the weed on the ledge, and it cuts it up so nicely. And since it goes past the blade, it will never cut you.
It's a handy product review slipped in there discreetly, guys. So, is that your advice to all the stoners out there? Go buy some apple pruning shears.
Well, unless you don't have trees to prune.
Just to buy them for their kit anyway.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I think they're only like $12.
Maybe invest, guys. That's
yeah.
It.
I thought they were good.
It's a Hotbox Hostel product review slyly put into the show there.
Sponsor.
Well, yeah, I think we've jabbered on for quite enough time at the moment, so I'm glad to pass you over to a wee tune from an awesome Aussie band that Canada actually introduced me to. They're called the Hilltop Hoods.
Woo!
And this is...
this is the Nosebleed Section.
Sweet, see you in a few, guys.
For my people in the front. In the Nosebleed Section. This is for the headsets, loving the mix. My people in the front, all covered in spit. Batters in the box, suffered a pitch. Hilltop hoods, oh, up in this bitch. And we the punk leaders, punks you can't beat us. We bump and pump meters, we drunk, you chumps need us. So jump with us, down the front,
if it's your
flavor, come get drunk with us.
This life turned out nothing like I planned.
By now I should have had some land, some money in my hand, round about 50 grand, but I got nothing. I write rhymes on the bus, I keep suffering. Fuck the lines of the dust, you keep sniffing. That shit is for the punkos, this shit is for my bros. My people in the front row.
You know, I looked around, faces I know, I fell in love with the people in the front row.
Check it out. I got hip-hop taste buds. I wanna hear that bass when I make love. Wanna hear some lyrics when I wake up. Write rhymes to get me through a breakup.
Bitch!
Rough up whiskey straight, no chaser. Went through 50 breaks, no favor. Till I found this one, and made the bass hook with the drum. My savior. Yes, I come back, tongue that sharp like a thumbtack. So tight, James is saying,
give my fuck back.
One track, A that residual. Noise man, fuck that, we clean with the digital toys. I'm the Apache, you're failing to match me. Throw your hands in the air like you're hailing a taxi. And move to the funk floor, you're stepping out, you're drunk, bro. This is for my peeps and the freaks in the front row.
You know, I looked around, faces I know. I fell in love with the people in the front row.
People don't complain if suffers in here, and you win the front row or covered in beer. And club bonus don't say the place is wrecked, it's your fault. If the roof is on fire, it's an electrical fault. Man, a vegetable bowl when I bring it live. Like Friday night, 40 in my hoodie, I can hide. I get live on the break, summer pace. Stopping me, honey, so you can take my hand. We can lay on the beach and count grains of sand. And take a plane to Japan and drink.
Not for the money and it's not for the applause, no.
It's for the Nosebleed Section.
You know,
Hoods with the nosebleed section. So you're probably wondering what's really happening in that picture there and why this episode's called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle.
For the
Canadian audience, they'll understand, but for anyone else in the real world, they won't have a clue. So it's fine, we're going to explain it now to you. It's a Canadian slogan for reducing, reusing and recycling all your products. And we thought it was quite a cool slogan to tag onto this picture. In case you haven't noticed, we're using a tomato sauce bottle for a bong, and just behind that, there's a Coke can that was an ashtray that used to be a Coke can. Everything else on there is pretty much a sharing section within the people that stay at the hostel. Again, apart from the bongs and the ashtray, we've started to get quite, like, adventurous with the stuff that we're trying to make, haven't we, Canadia?
Yeah, we've been really resourceful.
Yeah, so far we've spent four days out of the past five, like, climbing trees to get coconuts to make bowls or feed ourselves. We've got about 30 mangoes hanging up in different sections all across my room to see which ripen quicker so that we can have free fruit.
Had one today, not quite ripe yet.
No, it was still good, but not almost there. We're almost ready. Coconuts have been good, though. But who knew it was this hard to get coconuts?
It really isn't. You find them on the ground, and then you just bang them on anything.
You know how when
you
go to the carnival or the shows or whatever it is, the fair or whatever you call it, and you get the coconut shy, and you have to throw them down, and it's just like the dark shell of the coconut, and you crack that, and there's your coconut in your milk, and you're like, woo! So not like that, guys. Even remotely.
Doesn't taste the same.
No, like, the coconuts here, they're like that, but you have to fucking chop into them for ages. They come covered in this massive, thick husk, which is probably about, how thick would you say it is?
About an inch.
Yeah, about an inch.
Because there's thing. The husk, then the fibres. It's like these horsehair-looking things.
Yeah, it's crazy, and we've been, like, smashing them off of rocks, and everyone's kind of turned into wee monkeys the way we all climb the trees and go, ooh, 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 ooh.
Jared today
was good. Try and smash the coconuts up. It's crazy. But yeah, we've turned a few into ashtrays. Some people have turned theirs into bowls. We're going to start making, like, cups and stuff and, like, you know, try and sell them. And then we can put, like, our mango juice in them and, yeah, here you go. Sweet.
Dude, sell them for $20. $20 a pop.
It'd be awesome. Come buy them. Feed us.
Yes.
Sold us.
You have to look at the picture and you can also see that we have a headlamp to roll the joints.
Yep. We have iPod speakers so that we can have some tunes. We've got water in case we get, like, the cotton mouth. We've also got some goon and some Coca-Cola, because you always got to have Coca-Cola.
And then you have Subway cookies, because you always get the munchies, and Subway cookies are the best.
Yeah, and they were free.
Yeah, because I brought them home.
Yeah, you can actually see Canadia in the picture. That's her hand next to the bong there. And you can, if you look closely, you can see the edge of her Subway uniform.
I got stoned in it every night, and I never washed it.
Yeah, she's a gross Canadian, man. A gross Canadian. Yeah, like, stuff that it's been happening at this hostel is a bit crazy. It always seems to end in a party at the night. There's always people kicking about outside our rooms where the tables are. And
doesn't matter what day it is. Nobody knows.
Yeah, everyone's just chilling out. We've met a good crowd of people. A couple of the boys play guitar. And actually, we're going to be joined a little bit later from one of the boys, Matty, and his friend Jared, that are going to come in and chat to us. And Matty's going to play us out for the show. He's got an awesome, awesome voice, man. And you'll hear him a little bit later on.
His gig on Tuesday was amazing.
Yeah, he's been playing some gigs here in Airlie, and it's pretty sweet. But yeah, you'll hear from him later on. That's about it for now. I'm going to catch you in a wee bit while I just roll another joint.
We have another chopped up.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a joint and have a cone, and we will be right back, motherfuckers.
Woo.
The Hot Box Hostel.
Okay, dudes, well, it's time to stub out the joint and end the show. Yeah, I know it sucks, but we have to come to an end for every episode. I want to say a big thanks to Canadia for joining us. But before she goes, we've actually been joined by two other guests. I'm here with Jared and Matty, two Aussies for a change on the show. BB, big shout out to you to get more Aussies on the show. Want to say hi, boys?
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, they're staying at the hostel with us as well. It's pretty sweet. And Matty's actually going to play us a song. He's the resident musician of the hostel. So before he plays the song, I just want to say Email us in at urbansmoker@hotmail.com. Check out our Twitter. Check out Oz's smoke shed and his frequently asked questions. Email him something if you're not sure of the answer and he'll find it out for you. Don't forget to check out Dope Fiend Show and BB's. And I hope you all have an awesome time and get really stoned. And above all, stay motherfucking high. Okay? Matty, play us a song.
Yeah, yeah. Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, room. Well, when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street, oh yeah, depending on the street. And then I saw you at my man's place. I thought, oh, why is she to them? And I'm a mixed place. But how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good work, Dave. Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. And I'll stare if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure, I said, I bet you mind if I do. Well, he says he doesn't mind, but I can tell he kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. See you standing on the norm by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. Well, you're so beautiful. Well, you could be a witchess, yeah. Well, you're so beautiful. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. Hell, man, I feel the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. It's trouble too, just me and you. And sailing on the dunes, or riding on the dance floor. I'm trying in, let's get out of here. Let's summon the cow, I'll buy you a kebab. I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl that I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we leave? We can go to my house and we can feed each other up on my couch. Oh, no, don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah. Cause you're so beautiful like a tree. A high-class prostitute. Well, you're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. But you probably still have to keep an open child. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
Yeah.